La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou, 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 font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-dong. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille.
Hey, bonjour rugby friends and welcome to a new edition of French Rugby Connection Podcast with moi, Véronique Landieu, and...
And it's Mike Pierce.
And how are you, Mike?
Not bad, not bad. Lovely sunny day on the south coast. I'm looking forward to another action-packed weekend of rugby.
You bet, you bet. So many things happen. Finally, after 26 weeks, here we go. We've got the final between the well-deserved Toulouse versus La Rochelle. I'm so happy it's them.
Think of a repeat of the Heineken Champions Cup final of last month.
Exactly. And you know what? This week, I was really, really fortunate and lucky to speak with another rugby legend. Don't ask me how I managed to speak to them.
Oh, no, I don't know how you get them.
Oh, I don't know. It's a reputation, you know, French rugby connections. Yeah, I spoke with a player who played for Toulouse for 10 years and who lifted not only once, but twice. You know how many times? Actually, it was six times. The Bouclier de Brennus.
Wow.
And he lifted the first Heineken Cup as well in 1996. He was capped 72 times and he's called the King of the Prop. And his name is...
Christian Califano.
Cali, oh, really, really made me laugh with so many stories of his time with...
Yeah, what a great character.
And playing for Les Bleus, and I hope you will enjoy it. I'm really happy that you finally, better late than never, accepted my invitation.
It's a great honor for me to invite me to the podcast. I'm so sorry because, you know, and for the end of the season for the French rugby is very, very busy. I think it's now takes a great moment for the good history.
Yeah, so let's refresh the memory of our listeners. So you were capped 72 times for France. You started playing on the 26th of June, 1994.
Yes, of course.
Was it against New Zealand?
It's long times ago because I started my first game for the French teams is against the All Blacks for the French Tour in New Zealand. This tournament is a great moment for the French player and for French team in story because you win two games in New Zealand. It's unbelievable because it's a special moment for France and for me because, you know, I play for the Blues after 94, I play for the Auckland Blues. Sorry for my English, eh? It's not perfect, I think.
English is good. Yeah, and not only you won once, but twice as well. You were very young at that stage. And I think Philippe Saint-André did say to me when I spoke with him, it was one of his best memories, winning against New Zealand in their territory. How did you feel, you know, the first time you wore that blue jersey?
For me, it's very, very special because, you know, the All Black is the best team in the world. And before this tournament, and you have one game. Not many people to remember this because you play for the Canada before.
Yes.
Before go to New Zealand, you lose the game. You lose this game. And the New Zealand is very, very special because the All Black is a religion, I think, for the New Zealander. And for the history, because before the first game, you have hard training because the manager for French team is Pierre Berbizier.
Mm-hmm.
He think, okay, guys, you're rubbing now because you lose the game against Canada. You're rubbing now in New Zealand. You have two options. First option, you don't interested for playing this game. Maybe you lot of points against for this team. Take the plane and go back to France. Or maybe you have in your honor, you have a good mentality. You have a good preparation. Maybe you have one possibility, create a new history.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You think it's possible? Yeah. All is possible. You think it's possible now. Before the game in the week, it's unbelievable training. Unbelievable training. You have a lot of tension. You have a lot of fight against guys. Because the French, maybe it's scary before the game against All Black. And sometimes you have one memory, the game, arriving for the reception. And the captain for the All Blacks is manager long after, for the Blues is Chan Fitzpatrick. He said only one word. He said, congratulations, France. For the next game, prepare the wall.
Oh, la guerre.
Friend. I think he's joking. Everyone said, no, it's not a joke. In New Zealand, it's not a joke. I think it now ready for the world, because you know, for the All Blacks, you lose the game in your country, in your son, and I think it's very disappointed. Before the second game, we have a lot of newspaper chicken. Maybe it's the last game for the chicken, you know.
The rooster, not the chicken, the rooster.
Okay. I have only one solution. And I remember, because I play against the front row, we have Richarlo. Richarlo, Luzet, Sean Fitzpatrick is hooker, and Olobron is tired prop. It's monster. It's an unbelievable front row in the very, very strong, very...
Very fearful.
Yes. Because I'm much younger, he's 22 years. I think maybe this is your last game. It's your last game, because I think it's the intensity is too high level. I think it's too hard for you. And after you win, I don't understand. You win because the French team is, you have a good guys. You have a good guys. Because for the tournament, you're leaving France for 6 weeks. It's very, very long time. You build a special team, you know. The French, I like this word, is a family, you know. I think it's very special. I am the lucky guys, because I play for the team with a great player, you know, with Saint-André, Christophe Delo, Anne Tamak, Olivier Roumat, Olivier Mer, Jean-Michel Gonzalez, everyone, Abdel Benazi, I play with these guys. It's unbelievable.
It is indeed. And so, as I said, you know, you were capped 72 times. So you started your career, I think, in Toulon, but then you moved to Bourges, but you spent 10 years playing for Toulouse. Let's go back to memory lane. I would like to know, you know, what is the best memory you keep, you know, from playing there, you know, with Guy Novès and all the rest? What would it be? I'm sure there are many, but...
Yeah, it's a hard question, because I have a lot of memory for this moment, because I play 11 years for the Toulouse, for the Stade Toulousain. I think the first one is in first French championships, 1994, because I win six times the Bouclier Bonus. And first one is unbelievable, because you're arriving the first season with a young generation, and Tamac, Castagnette, Berti, you know, it's crazy, because you win the first time, you think you win the world championships, you know, because it's too hard, because the season is very special. You're training a lot. You have sometimes, you know, sometimes you have the good sensation. Sometimes it's bad. So team win the game, lose the game, you know, it's a lot of different. And after, you have, I think, a special guys in the club is Guy Novès.
Yes.
Because Guy Novès is a very special manager. I think everyone thinks he's very strong. Not, he's very strong. He's very just with a player, because you know, at one moment you have in the team, you have Franck Tourneur, you have Christian Caifano, Cédric Soulet. You have a lot of guys with very strong mentality. It's very special, you know, because...
Very strong personality.
Yes. And Guy Novès, he's speaking all the time with the player, you know, give the good sensation, good information before the game, you know, and the very, very special manager. And for the 11 years, for the women, revealing to your question, I think you have two times. First time is the first Bouclier Bonus, the first Winter French Championships, and the last one, 2001, because you have a new generation to play arriving to the team. You have two guys, is Clément Patronneau and Fred Michalak. He's 18 years old. He's unbelievable. He played very well. He smelled the rugby. And after, you create your generation with other guys, with Vincent Sinclair, much all best player play for the Stade Toulousain.
That's brilliant. And yes, Toulouse won during your time when you were playing with them. They won in 1994, 1995, 1996, 1997, 1999, and then 2001. And then in 1996, you were the first team to lift the Heineken Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because this is the new competition for the French player. Alors, everyone think, okay, it's not a real Coupe d'Europe because you have not an English team, you know. And for me, it's not very important because one example, in the team, you have two guys, the brother of Carbonneau. He lack this one because he's very fan to Olympique de Marseille. And you remember, it's 1993. The Olympique de Marseille win the champion. You remember this? And the dream of brother of Carbonneau, he say, okay, guys, oh, please. win this cup, because you are similar, you know, because in the Olympique de Marseille, you have a special rod. He say, à jamais les premiers. And the thing for the same for the brother of Carbonneau, for the Stade Toulousain, à jamais les premiers. And it's crazy because it's new for European player because you play all the time for the national team, for the national competition. And after you play against Romania, you play against Italia, you play against, Welsh, you know, it's unbelievable competition. Now, I think now it's a great, great competition because, you know, you have a lot of team, very good team. And for the Stade Toulousain, it's a great memory because you win the first. You win the last one month ago. It's crazy for this team, for this club.
That was amazing, Manda. So next week, no, actually on Saturday, they are going to meet their harsh rival, La Rochelle, le Stade Rochelais. So what do you think, Cali? Do you think that Toulouse is going to win again? Or La Rochelle is going to have a taste for revenge and do everything in their power to win le Brennus, le bouclier de Brennus. What are your thoughts about it?
For me, you have two options because the first one, for all player play for the Stade Toulousain, you have a great opportunity to win the double. What is the double?
The double.
Double, sorry.
Yes.
For double, and you win the Champions Cup. And the Bouclier de Brennus, I think is history for new generation because, you know, Thomas Ramos, they have a lot of best players in this team. And after, be careful, because Le Stade Rochelais lose the game, I know, you know, against Le Stade Toulousain for this final, may have a lot of positive points in this team because if it's strong for the world, you know, and look the last week the match against the Racing, and you have a. I think this game is for me is 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
50-50 because this final is very special. You know, it's special for the atmosphere. It's very special because you have a great game. The good news because you know, and the people raving stay in the stadium 5,000 before, now is 14,000. I think it's great for the player. After in final, you know, before you, one example, okay, before it's before, now it's the final. Final is all the time. His team is 50-50. For Toulouse, you have for me, very disappointed because Romain Tamac is a great player. He don't play this final. Okay, it's very special. But Toulouse, he have a great challenge to win the double. Because I think it's very important because this is your generation of a younger player writing your history, you know, just not for him, for us, just for now writing in the page for history to the club. My point is be careful, La Stade Rochelais, because it's very, very strong thing.
Very much so. But let's go back to when you were part of Les Bleus in 1995. So you played in two World Cup, 1995 and 1999. So one question I have for you, 1995, so you played in South Africa. It was a historical event. And before the game, the full French team shaved their heads.
The fullback, only the fullback.
Why?
Because it's I have a great history for this because it's crazy. The fullback of French team is very crazy, though, because one day he go to the swimming pool for the recovery, and one moment he have a all fullback to the New Zealand of New Zealand or black, sorry, running to the swimming pool. And one moment, John Aloma, leaving the t-shirt. everyone's body. You see, it's not possible. Muscle every whole body. At one moment, Christelle Delo, maybe the weight 76 or 77 with the shoes. He said, guys, it's not possible. It's not the same. What did you say for maybe not tattoo because it's too late? Maybe shave, raser les cheveux. What did you say?
To shave your head. Yes.
Shave your head. Yes. Shave your head. Maybe scary. No, not scary. Only funny.
I understand now. So what you were trying to do is to look scary. Is that correct?
Yes.
But instead, you look funny.
Not scary, only funny.
I know, I have the picture. I'll put that on Twitter. And I mean, for some of them, it suits them, but others, you know, they don't look so good.
yes, of course. Before, he's a nice guy.
I know.
Similar to Brad Pitt. And after, no.
I know, Jan de Leg doesn't look too good with shaved head. Oh, dear. He looks better with his gray hair now. Oh, what a memory. And yes, 1995, I know it's a bitter memory for you because we know what happened at the end. Was it a try? Was it a try? I mean, it was a try, but, you know, water under the bridge now.
Yeah, I think c'est la vie is a good
expression.
It's good expression for this because, you know, in the South Africa is a very special country. Waiting this event.
Oh, it was a chance to put the people together.
Together, of course. And for the French, it's very hard because, and you know, the trial of Abdel Benazir is he have a trial. And after his history is good for the South Africa, okay? Yeah. I think now, waiting for the next World Cup in 2023, I have a great opportunity for France. Don't go waiting this one for maybe the first French team lift the World Cup, I think, are waiting.
In maybe France.
For the World Cup is 1995, is a very... Maybe for the all player participate this event, you have sometime in, or maybe 1-2 times per year, you think. Sometime I go to the bed, I think this try for the Abdel. Oh, it's true. Seeing the last cram again, Osdurant. Only 2-3 times per year.
C'est la vie. But 1999, did you play the semi-final against a New Zealander?
No, you didn't? No, because as I am bad man. Because the game against Fiji, I go with my head.
Ah, okay. So you got...
7 weeks because I take a red card. 7 weeks holidays is nice. Very nice holidays. 7 weeks is very long. Happy for the French team because arriving to the final because the game against All Black is for me the best game against All Blacks. And it's crazy because everyone think, oh, French team? No, go to quarter final. No, it's bad team. And everyone, every player think you have maybe one opportunity now. Change this for go to for the final. Not really. Maybe go to the quarter of the final. And after go to the final, you go against All Blacks. Remember, because the first period, you think, oh, very strong for France. Maybe lose 15 or 45 points. And after the second half, you change. You have one guy because he's dead. Dominici. Yeah, Christophe Dominici. He's unbelievable because one moment, remember, Christophe Lamaison kicked the ball driving in the middle of three players of All Blacks. The ball taken in the middle, go on the right, and Christophe Dominici driving fast, catch the ball and spring. And it's a crazy moment because the jersey is very large, you know. It's very large. It's running fast. You remember in the, comment on dit,
chauve-souris? A bat. A chauve-souris is a bat. B-A-T, yes.
Yeah, because the jersey of Christophe Dominici is similar to bat. you have John Alomou, everyone. Oh, it's a crazy moment. It's the best moment because Christophe, out of this game, he changed the picture of France because, you know, the France is... It's crazy because you're having in the final against Australia and After it's too hard because you know Australia is play very well. Okay, may this moment is the best moment for the French team, I think.
That was amazing. And Saracen, you felt like getting a change of scenery and moving to a small club in North London.
I played for Saracen because a good friend of mine is Thomas Castagnier. I play with Thomas in Stade Toulousain. He said, "Oh, Cali, maybe you are interested for go to Saris." He said, I don't know why. He said, well, "Yeah, because maybe you have an opportunity." And I stayed no long time. I stayed only 1 year. But it's great here because it's a very nice club. Very nice club. I'm very happy now to the Saracen go up the first league because it's a very special club. Very special club. I play with a lot of great guys. I play with Tom Shankling, with David Fratman, with a lot of legend of Saris. And yeah, but Saracens is a very special club, and you know, you have a lot of atmosphere. You have Nigel Ray is a great president. Great president. He's very close with the player, you know. He like the jersey of Saracens, and they have a lot of memory for Saris. Because I give you one story.
Yes, go on.
Because this one is very funny. And one day Thomas Castagnet, he said, "Christian, why you don't buy the car? Because he don't like the bus or the metro. I think maybe he buy the car, maybe 5 or 10,000 pounds. Thomas Castagnet buy the car 500 pounds. Honesty. I go all the time with the training with this car. Every old player, other player arriving with a Range Rover, with a Mercedes. Thomas Castagnet, the Christian Calibano, arriving in training on the Saracens with a bad car. You understand?
Oh, embarrassing. Was it a French car or was it an English car?
No, I don't give you the name for this car, maybe. And one day, because you know, in London, you have a lot of traffic. You know, and arriving before arriving my home is maybe tricky, and stay 1 hour. This car is very dangerous because the brake is not working. You turn on the left, you car on the right. You know the klaxon similar to the truck.
Oh no!
And all the time arriving to the training camps, every player have a nice car, Range Rover, Mercedes, and the guy's arriving flat player, put. No inside. Go over side. And for the last moment with this guy, I have a great memory because arriving in the motorway in the London, you know, yes, all the time is very busy.
Yes.
I don't have a climatization.
Doesn't have any air conditioning. Yes.
Air conditioning. You don't have air conditioning inside the car. And at one moment, I say, "Thomas, it's too strong for me, please. It's too strong. I play the scrum against All Black to save this car. I take the key, open the window, leaving the key outside the car. Maybe I don't know where is the key. Leaving to the car, I say, "Thomas, see you, my friend." I'm walking for go back to. Yeah, but for this is unbelievable because it's one in history after all the history possible to looking for the moment in Saracens.
And did Thomas find the key? What did he do?
"Christian, you are very crazy. You are very crazy." He's still in the middle in the motorway. Yeah. Maybe we have one day talking with Thomas with this.
Yeah. What a fun story. So you played with Gloucester as well. So what were the main differences between playing for English clubs, so Saracen and Gloucester, in comparison to a French club?
For my generation, you know, maybe you training 4 hours is good. Yeah, be good for what? Because sometimes, you know, in England, you play, you training 1 hour. 1 hour may only match 100 intensity. But, you know, all is clinical, is surgical, you know. And I think it's very different because now the top 14 is a nice championship. It's a nice championship because you have a lot of great players you play for this competition.
So you're saying that now the team in France, maybe they were not as professional as the English?
I think now it's similar.
Okay, that's similar.
I think England is the best one in the European rugby. I think because now in the French club, you have a nice staff, you have a conditioning, you have two people, physical, medical, we have a good structure in France. Man, you know, in England is very special because my first time arriving in the room for the musculation, I think it's not a room for musculation. Maybe I think a discotheque. You have a lot at 7 o'clock in the morning. Bam, bam, bam. I say, man, you guys, it's not possible. Yeah, it's yeah, but you like, I think, the England people, England player, you like the training. You like the training. French, sometimes you like, sometimes you like, you know, because it's too strong, too hot, too raining, maybe doing, you know. In England, you have no lot of question for this. You have time for training. Training is good.
More structured.
Martin Johnson, I have a great memory. One day I play against Martin Johnson. Martin is very, very strong guys. Very nice guys outside the game. He's a lovely man.
Lovely man.
Very impressed because he has a good presence, you know. And arriving is a nice story because one day arriving in the rock meet, go to the pitch and Martin arriving, greet me here. Give me the stomach. He say, "Oh, Califano, you eat much canard."
Oh, Califano, you eat way too much ducks. Oh, okay. He was very clever.
Martin, it's five nation. You eat much duck. They say, you have a lot of history against this team, you know, because you long times ago, the French team lose all time against England. And at the end of the game, we're having clipped hand, and you say, sorry, good game.
Oh, yes.
All the time, it's not possible waiting this one. Sorry, good game. And after, he's a lovely, lovely man, because, you know, England, it's a nice country for the rugby. For me, because one example, one England guy, he played for the French club, is in Toulon, Johnny Wilkinson. It's a legend because it's a guy, he's working a lot, he's a very nice man, I don't have words for Johnny because it is, I have one opportunity working with Johnny in Japan before the World Cup in 2019. And I talking with Johnny, he said, Johnny, what you represent to rugby for you? 4 hours. 4 hours talking. Not two questions, only one question. And it's crazy because he liked the rugby, he liked the country, he liked the jersey of England. It's crazy because for me, I have a lot of memory for, I think the best one is a game after the World Cup, 1995, you remember? After the final, you have small final. Petit final against England in the windy game. I think is the only great memory against England.
Right. Johnny Wilkinson is a god and he speaks French fluently as well. I suppose you are working this weekend. Will you be at the final, of course, working, commentating, interviewing players? No.
This weekend I chose to because working for the semi-final, for two semi-final. I said now for the final, stay in my home, grip the beer, chips, watch the game, and we say good luck for the two teams, for the Stade Toulousain and Stade Rochelet, because I prefer. I'm very happy because you have good news now because the Stade de France is open for the 14,000 people. And for me, I think it's a great time for appreciate in my atmosphere, in the canopy, watch the game.
So, top 14, semi-final last week. My goodness.
Wow.
What do you make of it, Mike?
Well, what a strange... I mean, I honestly thought Racing would be a real threat, but I mean, I don't know what was wrong with them last Friday, but... They just didn't look up to it. They didn't look that interested. I mean, they were laughing and joking. I was just so surprised. I mean, La Rochelle played their usual style of game. I mean, they didn't have to work that hard to win. They won 19-6, 16-6 at half time. Only one try in the game from Rettery, but West kicked a conversion. 4 penalties for West. And all Racing 92, when you think they've got Beale, Tomar, Vakatawa, Fiku, Russell. All they could manage was two Machinot penalties. I mean, they just didn't look in the right frame of mind at all. It was a bit of a shambles.
It was, and I was very surprised because the week before they played brilliantly, I think, against Stade Français. So was it, did they celebrate too much or did
it
just...
It was just really odd, wasn't it? Because they were shambolic, weren't they? They really were.
Yes, but I have to say, I have to raise my beret this week, each week I'm until the end of the season, to play with exemplary dedication, hard work, and who volunteered to become the number 8. And I had a lovely, lovely chat with him on our podcast a few months ago. It's Anthony Klassen. He became, number 8 because Johan Tonga was injured. And, chapeau, kudos, beret to Anthony Klassen because he retired actually officially 2 weeks ago when he was playing against Brive. And he was wearing a sock of Brive and Racing 92.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because he played for a long time for Brive as well. And this time, back to see him. I said, what is he doing there? And he did really, really well. So, chapeau, beret, to Anthony Klassen.
Yeah, he's one of the few who came out with credit, yeah.
Absolutely. But so, Finn Russell wasn't there. I don't know what happened.
Because you think with all that star quality, you imagine one, all it needs is one bit of magic from one player, but they just all seemed in the same sort of downbeat mode, didn't they? Which is very strange. Something not quite right there, whether the preparation or who knows. But having said that, I'm delighted for La Rochelle and not taking anything away from their victory. They could have, after that Heineken final, they could have easily sort of thrown in the towel and got downhearted. But, they've just dusted themselves down. They played some great rugby. And looking forward to a final on Friday night.
Yes, and to be honest with you, after the game, the owner, Jackie Lorenzino, congratulated Vincent Merling, who is the owner of La Rochelle.
Yeah, he was in tears, wasn't he? It was really, really emotional, yeah.
Exactly, because I saw him, in Twickenham as well, when when they lost against emotion. He was in tears as well.
He was crying then as well.
But I'm glad this time. I'm very happy
tears
this
of
time.
Joy.
Definitely was lovely, lovely to see him.
At least we know he's going to be crying on Friday then, but we don't know we don't know why.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. It's going to be a very, very, very tight game anyway. So, Jackie Lorenzetti was saying, they haven't won any trophies at all, out of the Heineken Cup, out of the top 14, and there's something missing in their magic. So he needs to go back to the drawing board, I think. So is it something to do with the players? Or because La Rochelle definitely wanted it more. He felt that they were hungry to win, whereas his players were a bit more more laissez-faire, So I suppose he's going to have a good summer and review it. But he gave the task of Laurent Travers, Toto is his nickname, of winning a trophy before 2023.
Yeah, good luck with that then.
You never know. Just need a little bit of va-va-va-voom and je ne sais quoi. And the guy that's so shattered, Teddy Thomas.
Maybe a little bit of chaussure in the derriere.
Or maybe give them a bonus, reduce their salary. No, say, guys, if you want to achieve that, but it's once they have a contract in place, it's difficult to change it. But so we'll see. But the good thing is, he looked at the positive and he did say how long Racing 92 has been in the top 6 in the top 14. I'm going to give you three dates. Is it 5 years, 8 years, or 12 years?
12
How
years.
Long have they been present in the top 14?
12 years.
Correct. How do you know that?
That's just a wild guess.
Oh, sugar. Never mind. I thought you would have said 8 years.
No, I shouldn't say that. I know all these facts. I do so much research that I knew it was 12.
Ooh la la. Of course. Yeah.
Anyway, you were watching the other game between Bordeaux and Toulouse, which was a much more competitive affair. How did that go?
Okay, so Christophe Furios, as usual, he's got a
Christophe
very...
Furios.
Christophe Furios, yes, you could call him Furios as well. He's got a very, he's called a spade a spade. He says what he thinks. And he did say at the end of the game that the best team hadn't won. But however, I still have lots of respect for Toulouse. You know, the overall score was 24-21. They were in discipline. So it started for Toulouse in a 5 minutes, and Tamac scored the first try. That was beautiful, you know. It was from a kick from Dupont. Absolutely beautiful, a thing of beauty. 67 minutes, so it was Ramos who scored another try. But Lam, you know, the nephew of Pat Lam, Ben Lam, you know, scored two tries at the 12 minutes and 55 minutes. Absolutely brilliant. But at the 57 minutes, there was a collision between Tamac and Certeny. Tamac fell down. It was a red card. Tamac is not going to play during the final, but his health is much more paramount.
Yeah, such a shame. I think it'll be a big, big, big loss for Toulouse.
Yes, but he's only 22 years old. I'm sure he will have another 10 years, 10, 15 years maybe, you know, in front of him. Because guess what? You know, Jérôme Keno was likely to play in the final. Do you know how old is he? He is?
38.
What did you have today? Did you have some brainy soup today?
I've been eating a lot of fish lately. I think it's healthy.
Yeah, must be the salmon, or you go fishing every day.
I've had fish actually the last 3 nights, so maybe it's working.
Yeah, in your English Riviera in the south of Sussex, but brilliant season from Bordeaux.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of top 14, so it's definitely a team to watch.
Hasn't Jalibert come on as well? I mean, he's a real star fly half now, isn't he?
It's brilliant. But it reminded me, because he's got blonde hair now, it reminded me a little bit of a younger...
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, he dyed his hair as a bit of a blondie now. But I can't wait until those guys, you know, who had a massive, massive season, you know, all the internationals like Jalibert, Dupont, Tamac, and others, you know, they played nearly non-stop.
It's been a tough season. And with the backdrop of COVID, you know, you think, you know, you tick your chapeau off to them, don't you?
My beret. Yeah, beret, my coiffe, because I'm from Brittany. So, you know, they played the COVID Cup, which is the Octave Cup, the Six Nations Heineken Cup. And now they're playing for Bouclier de Brennus, La Rochelle and Toulouse. So, absolutely shattering. So, anyway, the final is on...
Friday.
Where's my helicopter? I told them, you know, not to be so early. So
yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, you've got 5 minutes, yeah.
Actually, there are two. You know, I'm not too far from Windsor, maybe to visit, quick visit. On Friday evening, so we'll have la grande finale, le bouclier de Brennus. So, your thought about that?
Well, you know, I've just got a feeling. I've had a feeling since that Heineken Champions Cup final that the top 14 would come down to the same participants. La Rochelle and Toulouse. And, you know, if you write a script, it's got to be, hasn't it, after the heartbreak of the Champions Cup final and the red card, La Rochelle, I think we'll take it on Friday night. I really do. And when you look at La Rochelle now, you know, people still think of them as like the plucky little side that came up from the Pro Day Dur. But, you know, they've got Bruce Dulan, they've got Dylan Lades, they've got Levani Bottia, Raymond Rule. They've got the Kiwi halfbacks, Aya West and Tawera Kiabalo. They've got a grisly couple of props, Danny Priso, Winnie Antonio. They've got Will Skelton, Gregory Aldrich, Victor Vito, Kevin Gourdon. You know, that's a really, really talented side. Plus, you've got Jules Plisson on the bench, Arthur Rettery. You know, it's really is an accomplished side. And I think Ronan O'Gara's had a big influence now. And I think they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, if you look at how, you know, Toulouse, the Stade Toulousain played last week, you know, they were a bit tired. I think Urios had some truth in saying, when he said, you know, that the best team did lose because, yeah, they didn't play as well. I think they put the blame on their tiredness. But
Sign of a great side is when they win when they don't play well. And Toulouse do that. There's several times this season where they've played really poorly, but they still grind out a result. And that is a sign of a brilliant team. That would be my big worry about Toulouse, because they can always dig it out, you know, dig out the victory.
Let's not forget, this is the first time that La Rochelle is going to play their first top 14 final. So
yeah,
great, great accomplishment for them. for Toulouse, I've lost count, to be honest with you. Do you have any stats? You know how many times they won the Bouclier de Brennus?
I did. I think it's 20 or 22. I think they've been I think it's their 28th final, if I'm not mistaken, which is, you know, an incredible statistic.
And last time, you know, they won in 2019 against Clermont. Do you know the score?
Yeah, I was there for that, funnily enough, but I can't remember the score. I remember.
Okay.
I remember Johan Huger scoring a try. I know, yes, obviously, Toulouse won, but
the score was 24-18.
Was it? Okay.
Yes, it was. So they are hoping to do double, which would be a very, very nice feat for if you start Toulousain fan. But I have to say, La Rochelle, I would love them to win, especially when I saw, you know, my Greg Altrid completely in pieces, you know, after Heineken Cup, you know, lost, and Vincent Marling as well, you know, very, very emotional. And Ronald Garra did quite well, you know. This way a few times I could hear him, but only once or twice, so I forgive him. But so we'll see. But you never know. It's too close to call again.
Yes, I agree, absolutely.
Too close to call because, you know, another Wolverine will be there. Do you know who Wolverine is?
Of course I do. It's Mr. Medard.
Guess what? It's been announced. He's not going to retire yet. He's going to do another year in Stade Toulousain.
Wow. Also, another bit of news. Yesterday, La Rochelle had some contract extensions. Will Skelton has now signed till 2025. Dylan Leeds has signed till 2024. And Raymond Rule has signed till 2023. So some great continuity there. And another bit of news. Romain Poit was due to referee on Friday night, but he's injured his calf. So Mathieu Reynal will be taking over the whistle for that game.
Yes, I saw that. And another piece of news I have. Actually, I'm going to check your rugby history knowledge. So,
okay. Well, I've had that fish now, so.
La mer est pleine de poissons. So, how long has Maxime Médard been playing for Toulouse? When did he join Toulouse?
Goodness me.
Don't Google it.
I would say, what was it now? 2021, 1998.
No, not that. He's not that old. No. He's been playing for Toulouse since 2004.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be a bit long, wouldn't it?
Yeah. He's only 34 years old. Give him a break. He's not 57. He's not 54 years old.
Well, I never was any good at maths.
Yeah, I can see
no
that.
No amount of fish is going to make up for that.
No, yeah. I can see that. Another piece of news is been announced. Jérôme Queneau, who is actually 38 years old, is going to join the training staff for Les Espoirs, which is brilliant, brilliant news.
Brilliant. That's just really good.
Yeah. So amazing. So I have to say, so much can happen on Friday. Oh. I really can't say. It could go either way.
No, I know. It's fascinating, isn't it? And 14,000 crowd as well. So that will make a bit of a difference.
Yes, and we should have been there, but obviously because of the COVID, we won't be there.
Year.
Yeah, exactly. Next year, French Rugby Connections, you know.
We'll be there for Pépignan against Pau in the final.
As if, but you never know. And Macron will be there, obviously. Emmanuel Macron will be there too.
You want to miss out on that, will he?
Yes, no, that's right. So Bouclier de Brennus, do you remember? You were asking me, you know, what the Bouclier Brennus, what's the story about it?
Yes.
So it's a trophy awarded to winners of the French Union Domestic League. It's actually named after the artist, not the artist of, you know, a former rugby player who's an artist. What is his name?
As an artist?
Yeah, not, you know, the Golden Helmet.
Jean-Pierre Reeve?
No, it's not Jean-Pierre Yves, but Charles Brennus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So it was the co-founder of Union des Sociétés Françaises Athlétiques, the sport athlétique, the original governing body of rugby union in France. And he sculpted the shield himself in, you know, when?
Oh,
you know, you won't know that. In 1892.
Oh, I wasn't around then. I'm not that old.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I was born a year after that.
Yeah. Based on the original design from his friend and fellow, you need to know that, who was responsible for the run of the Olympics Games. And he said the most important is to participate, not to win. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he sculpted the shield himself in 1892 based on the original design. And fellow co-founder Pierre de Coubertin, the man who founded the modern Olympic game. So you're absolutely right. The trophy consists of a brass shield and plaque. Both fixed on a wooden support made of ash. So the wooden frame gave the shield its nickname of planchot, which means plank in Occitan planchot. The Brennus shield is one of the most recognizable trophies in France and is an integral part of the French sporting folklore. So,
And one of the biggest.
So the best team win, I think.
Absolutely.
I hope our friends enjoy our French rugby connection. As I said, you know, I've had the most talkative former rugby player working in the media. And I'll do a part one and a part two this week and next week. And next week we have a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant guest, but we won't say anything.
Absolutely. But just one final thing. I'm heading to Murrayfield on Saturday for the British Lions against Japan. And the referee is Pascal Gauzère, who will be refereeing his final game. So looking forward to that one immensely.
Okay, so allez Pascal. I will be supporting him.
And Owen Farrell will be there. It'll be interesting to see how those two get on after Wales, England.
But I know. But I know after discussing the rugby ref, rugby lovers, and he did recognise afterwards he made a mistake.
Hey, look, he's been given the freedom of Wales after that game. So I'm thinking he'll be heading, home to his cottage in Carmarthenshire after this.
Or maybe, you know, he could settle in Wales and
help Nigel with his cows.
Yeah, that's right. Start milking them. Oh, no, you can't milk them because they are meat cows.
Well, you can try, but you won't get much.
That's the wrong side. On that note, sorry. This is a family-friendly rugby podcast.
No vash was involved in the making of this podcast.
And we'll see you next week, rugby friends. And next week, we can talk about the final. We'll have chapter two of The Wonderful Life of Christian Califano, also one of our rugby guests. And we can talk about the Australian team as well, the French team who will play in Australia for the three tests.
Yes, looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
And you too. Mike, ok, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou-glou-glou font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-don. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille.